On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Time to check out what happened on this day. For Monday, the 18th of January, today the Australian Open tennis was supposed to commence, but it looks like things are being put on hold with the three planes coming into Melbourne with COVID passengers. Over 70 players have been forced into two-week quarantine, so not sure what that's going to do for the Australian Open.
So what are they all, take a break for a fortnight?
I don't know. Well, people have got tickets. Obviously, there's lots of people ready to go. It's going to really mess things up.
Oh, watch this space.
All right, let's check out what happened on this day. No longer with us, but born on this day was Oliver Hardy. He was half of the comedy duo Laurel and Hardy. Cary Grant also was born on this day, and Danny Kaye, the American actor and comedian.
Peter Moon, Australian TV and radio comedian. He was first on Fast Forward and Full Frontal back in the day. Gee, that was back in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's had a pretty good career, 68 today.
Someone else with a good career, Kevin Costner. Of course, the US actor and director is 66. He danced to an Oscar with Dances with Wolves. He won the Academy Award for Best Picture for that one and took out Best Actor. And he's obviously got amazing things under his belt like The Untouchables, Field of Dreams, and currently starring in Yellowstone, the Stan series. Highly recommend it if you haven't watched it.
He lost to me in Waterworld, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Waterworld was just, there's no words for that one.
Damien Leith is 45 today.
Mike Tierney, the Australian singer with Human Nature, is 44.
First person to land an aircraft on the deck of a warship. This day, I was quite surprised, 1911.
Well, there you go. Bit of a hairy thing to do, isn't it? Landing a ship in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, yes, it gets me every time.
Landing a plane, not a ship, on a ship. In 1962, the first Valiant car was released by Chrysler.
That was the Model R series. It sold out within days of its release. Bring back the Valiant, I say.
Lots of shows started on this day, including Sons and Daughters in 1982, A Current Affair in 1988, and Blue Heelers in 1994.
Bowie's album Black Star entered the Australian charts at number one. I can't believe it's been 4 years.
Actually,
5 years. Coming up 5 years. 2016 this day.
Yeah, well, it is 5 years because what is it? We're 2021 now.
Crazy.
I know.
Where does time go?
And on this day back in 2016, we lost a legend. Glenn Frey, the US musician with the Eagles, died aged 67 from complications of arthritis.
That's today, Monday 18, 91.7 The Wave.